Taste Test, the latest podcast from the Georgetown Voice. I am your host, Erica Bullock. I have many friends with me today.
Woo.
Yay. You guys want to say hello?
Hi, I'm Danielle.
I was going to do the no thing again, but I did it last week, so I'm not going to do it again.
Do you want to say hello? Nope. I'm Daniel.
And I am John.
With no H.
No H. That's true.
It's very important.
It's Jonathan.
Spell his name right.
That's how that works.
All right. Anyways, so last week, John, you were not here for this, but we had a horrible time taste testing frozen TV dinners. And
it was horrible.
And we were all brainstorming, and we decided we wanted to do something a little bit more palatable. So
only slightly more.
Only
palatable.
Slightly. We'll find out.
Kind of the opposite of of what we were doing last week.
Yeah.
Because we were like, we're going to have something really unhealthy in this weekend.
Exactly.
Like, let's do something super healthy.
And guess what we're doing?
What are we doing?
This week, we are doing vegan food for non-vegans.
Delicious.
That sounds awesome.
I don't think any of you are vegans. I'm not a vegan.
Are you a vegan, John?
I'm not. Far from it.
Far from it.
So, veganism. Right? Here's the deal. We're going to do a brief history, as we normally do. I also have my fun facts. And then I'll go through kind of the criteria for rating of the food. Does that sound good?
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, veganism. Definition of veganism. Nothing that includes or comes from animals.
Okay.
Completely animal-free, including consumer products. So if you're an intense vegan, you don't even buy, like, leather goods or anything that has
Or honey, right?
Or honey. Anything that has been near an animal at all.
Shout out B-Movie.
Or part of shout out B-Movie.
B-Movie is great.
It's not.
So World Vegan Day is on November 1st. Get excited. It's coming up.
So
and it began in 1994. But I'm going to go, like, way back to the beginning of time. So, the first mention of vegetarianism,
okay.
Guess who it came from? This is kind of weird.
Jesus.
Charles Darwin.
Pythagoras.
Oh,
in
nice.
500 BCE.
Wow.
The triangle dude.
The triangle.
Yes. We're smart here on the Taste Test Podcast.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Its beginnings were in ancient Indian and Mediterranean societies. And around the same time that Pythagoras was talking about vegetarianism, Buddha actually started talking about this kind of ethical policy around animals and consumption. And so veganism has its roots in Buddhism, Jainism, and Hinduism. And it basically comes down to a desire to never inflict pain on another living being, which is a very positive thing.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
So fast forward to the 18th century. I don't know why there's this big gap. I guess they just were kind of thinking about it for a while.
It was an idea.
But in...
we shouldn't.
In 1732, the Ephrata Cloister, which is a religious sect in Pennsylvania, became very pro-vegetarian. If anyone's wondering, John Block just did a power fist, because apparently he's from there. And Jeremy Bentham, around the same time, he's a famous philosopher, he started kind of talking about his ideas around animal rights and ethical treatment of animals. Fast forward to the 19th century, in 1806... This is when we get the very beginning of actually vegan concepts, not just vegetarian concepts.
Okay.
So Dr. William Lamb and Percy Bysshe Shelley, they abstained from eating dairy and eggs from an ethical point of view.
My boy Percy Bysshe.
Yeah. God, that's...
Winnie the Bysshe.
Sounds really weird. The first vegan society... started in 1847 in England. A lot of this was happening in Britain. And in 1850, the Vegan Society was formed by Reverend Sylvester Graham. Fun fact, he's the inventor of the graham cracker.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. This is a really weird history.
Graham crackers are great.
So
graham crackers
weird options.
Graham crackers not have eggs in them?
That will be...
That is a great question.
Test.
Yeah.
That is a great question. I'll fact check you. Continue giving your history.
20th century. We're almost there. November 1944, Donald Watson, who was a British woodworker, coined the term vegan to differentiate from vegetarianism. Oh, so I guess the society that was formed was actually a vegetarian society. And then in 1944, Donald Watson was like, let's do
weird
vegan.
Different and better.
And his argument was that 40% of British dairy cows were found to have tuberculosis. And so he was like, guys, it's for our health. And he called it the beginning and end of vegetarian. When he formed this group, he had 25 subscribers to Vegan Society newsletter.
Of course.
And in 2005, there were 250,000 vegans in Britain and 2 million in the US.
Wow.
So it's become very popular. And in the 1950s, they kind of started defining veganism. I won't go into that. It's basically the definition I gave at the beginning. And the American Vegan Society was registered as a charity organization in 1979.
Wow. Cool.
And now we're here.
Now we're here. Graham crackers do not have eggs in them, but they do have butter. So they are not vegan.
Way to stick to your guns, sir.
Wow.
Well, you said he started a vegetarian paradox. Society, right?
Yes, he did. Okay. So it's so okay.
It is a vegetarian it's food.
It's better.
And they are delicious.
They are.
I am a huge fan of graham crackers.
Especially in s'mores.
I have some really good fun facts for this, guys.
Oh, great.
Okay, so I was looking up failed names for veganism when they were first coining the term. Here are some of the rejected names. Dairy ban, Vitan, and Benivore.
I'm a Benivore.
I'm a Vitan.
I love that. Why did
not they... a Titan, a Vitan.
Why did they come up with a vegan? Now that I think about it, that's a very...
They took the beginning and the end of vegetarian.
And they got rid of the, like...
They got rid of tear. They got rid of Atarian.
Atarian.
Well,
no, Atarian. Okay, whatever.
We should call ourselves Atarians.
I have some more fun facts. There are many designations of, like, altered diets.
Right.
So we have vegans, which we just talked about. Vegetarians is no meat, poultry, game, fish, shellfish, or byproducts of slaughter. God, that's... there are also lacto-ovo-vegetarians.
What does that mean?
Who are people who eat dairy and eggs, which is the most common type of vegetarian diet. So apparently, if you're
kind of
a common vegetarian, you're actually a lacto-ovo-vegetarian.
Oh, I see.
There are also lacto-vegetarians, which is dairy but no eggs, pescatarians, which is fish and shellfish but no meat, selfish, and meat reducers, who eat less meat on ethical or environmental grounds, and then there are semi- and demi-vegetarians, who are not gods, but they occasionally include meat or poultry in their diets.
My little sister tried that. She called it flexitarianism.
Yeah, I think that's more of a millennial.
She's a millennial.
Yeah.
So are we.
Yeah.
I'm better than her, so it's fine.
My last fun facts, guys. I have some fun celebrities who are vegans.
Great.
Ellen Page.
Okay.
Also DeGeneres. Oh. Jessica Chastain. Alicia Silverstone.
Who is Jessica Chastain?
From Zero Dark Thirty.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yes.
The director or the actress?
The actress.
Great.
Ariana Grande.
Oh.
That's why she's so small.
Sia.
Yeah, okay.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's not
something like a method acting thing for him.
Anyone with the name Joaquin Phoenix probably has a very non-traditional diet.
The power couple of Miley and Liam. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Are they still together?
They got back together.
This is not a celebrity podcast.
How do you know that?
I know way too much about celebrities. It's fine.
Stevie Wonder became a vegan in 2015.
No one make a blind joke.
So hard not to.
Peter Dinklage.
Oh,
yeah.
Al Gore. And
yes,
Walk a Flock of Flame.
Of course.
Wait, really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Also, Beyonce's a vegan, just to throw that out there.
Yes, she and Jay-Z did a 30-day challenge, and then she became it full-time. Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to move away from fun facts and history into the criteria for our taste test. And here are the criteria that I came up with. Relatedness to the non-vegan alternative. Tastiness in flavor. Tastiness in texture. Likelihood you would integrate this into your diet. Nutritional value and price. I put in parentheses, is it expensive to be vegan?
Mm. Yes. Is it like so are we doing it on a scale like 1 to 5 or like a... F to A, or...
Oh, let's do qualitative. Let's just talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Who wants to introduce the food we have today?
All right. We got really industrious. So we bought...
you should also talk about what it was like to shop for...
Relatively industrious. Danielle never cooks.
I don't. I'm sorry. We know this from last week,
We did a great job.
Let me live.
What did we get?
So Eric and I went to Safeway, and we got vegan sausage, vegan cheese, some potatoes... are vegan.
Yeah.
And
not specifically vegan.
Vegan yogurt. Yeah. Shopping for this was hard.
It was impossible.
Originally, we wanted to do... What did we want to do? Vegan pancakes. Couldn't find pancake mix. Then, we wanted to do... For the cheese, we had to buy a block because they had shredded cheese, but it had casein in it, which is a milk protein, and so that's
not vegan.
Right.
Can't
so
do
we
it.
Couldn't do it. So, We ended up making like a hash sort of thing, and then also we're going to try them individually. Without the yogurt, clearly. We're just going to try the yogurt by itself.
Yes.
Let me preface.
They also apparently have vegan eggs.
Oh. Couldn't find those.
Couldn't find those either.
There was like
really,
three vegan
we're having
things.
So much trouble. Yeah. And we're like, do we talk to people? And then they pointed us towards the natural food section, which wasn't the vegan section.
Yeah.
So just from like a practicality standpoint, difficult.
Yeah. I would say if you went to like Whole Foods or something, there might be a bigger selection. That's kind of annoying because Whole Foods is like hella expensive.
Maybe that's why people who are vegan get stereotyped as talking about veganism all the time. Because it's like super hard to
be
vegan.
Because
they need to know anyone that serves vegan food. Help me, I'm starving.
They need to ask people to find their food.
Yeah, because they're
picking
just like
leaves off
their like, they're like, hey, I'm vegan. And you're like, oh, that guy. And they're like, no, I need help.
Like, so I really just need to know where to find the egg substitute.
Yeah.
All right.
Has anyone seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
I have not.
There's one of the boy, it's like there's like evil ex-boyfriends, and one of the ex-boyfriends has like superpowers because he's a vegan.
Oh,
it's,
wow,
that's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
What a nice
aside. Everyone.
So I also have the nutrition information. So I think we can do that last after we taste.
Yep.
So why don't we go ahead and dig into all this
right.
lovely
what you,
meal?
What do you guys want to eat first?
Let's eat the hash first. Let's go.
Should we
it.
Do the hash?
Or do you want to individual or hash? I'd say hash.
I actually, like why don't we do the individual first?
And see how they mesh together.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Let's do the sausage.
I'm just going to take a whole chunk. So for reference, we just cut the sausage, and it wasn't really, it was very mushy.
It was like a sausage, like a tube of cookie dough.
I'm holding it next to the microphone so you can hear what it sounds like. I don't think that's what
it looked kind of like beans, like refried beans when we were trying to put it together. Oh, this is good. I like this.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'll like a nice taste to it. I don't like the texture very much.
I'd say it kind of tastes just like a softer, not as cool version of meat.
Mm.
Like, if you made meat a little bit worse, that's what this is.
Like kind of lame meat.
Have you had Scrapple before?
No.
Mm, kind of tastes like Scrapple.
The flavor's pretty good.
Yeah.
It tastes like a breakfast sausage.
I feel like I'm just, like, too aware that it's not meat.
So I tried to mask it with
it's
my pan frying.
But I'm like...
So for preparation, we tried to cut this into little discs and then pan fry it. It was not that difficult. It was a little mushy.
Yeah, and so like the cool like meat will when you texture it, it'll just like kind of like when you bite into it, it'll just give very easily and then separate really nicely. And this doesn't do that. It mushes.
It's like beans.
Right. It's like exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a bean patty kind of.
Yeah.
They seasoned it well. It's well seasoned.
Yeah, it's got good flavor as far as seasoning goes.
Not bad at all.
Neat.
Should we try the cheese?
Yeah. We're about to just take spoons of cheese.
We are. It's kind of gross. So this is called Daiya, this brand.
D-A-I-Y-A.
They sometimes sell it shredded, but as Danielle mentioned, we were not able to find the shredded. So we got a block, and Danielle shredded it. How was it to shred, Danielle?
It was very easy to shred.
That's good. What does it taste like? Let's find out.
Not great.
This is an insult to cheese.
Yeah, it just doesn't taste like cheese.
Oh, it's so salty.
Yeah.
And like it's like trying to be cheese.
Right.
Danielle is
like,
our resident cheese lover.
Love cheese, guys.
So I'm gonna go with her opinion
this
on this.
This makes me sad.
I literally took it off of my fork into my hand and put it back on the plate. Yeah, that's not my favorite. I mean, that might taste good in our hash.
I feel like if you were a vegan, this would be, and you hadn't had cheese in a long time, you'd be like,
you're like, this'll do.
This is cheese.
Tastes
I guess.
Kinda like nutritional yeast, which
yeah.
is also a vegan thing. Maybe it's made with nutritional yeast.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
Mm.
No.
Doesn't beat the real thing.
No. Texture's bad. Flavor's okay.
Okay, so here's what we did to try to make these things that are separate kind of okay, more palatable.
Yeah.
Potatoes are vegan. That's nice.
It's a
true.
So is oil.
So is oil.
So we took some shredded potatoes, i.e. hash browns, and cooked them in oil and added like a kind of ground up veggie patty thing.
Yeah, like the veggie
patties. Yeah,
patties.
Veggie patties. We
ground
it up.
Crumbled it a little bit.
And then we sprinkled it with this fake cheese. And this is the hash that you people see in front of you
right now.
It's a little cold.
To clarify, the cheese did not melt
at
all.
No.
Like a little bit. Like it kind of started to melt.
But like I could see, I mean, let me try it first, but just appearance wise, I wouldn't mind getting this to eat.
There's too much cheese on it. I never say that.
I mean,
that's not bad.
Tastes like a breakfast hash.
It does. Yeah, I would eat this.
Yeah, I would eat this too.
I don't hate it.
I would eat
there's
this.
There's like nothing. There's nothing special about it.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of enjoying it actually.
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it's a potato. I really like.
If it was real cheese on it, I'd like it better.
Like if this was just the cheese, and the patty.
It'd be fucking gross.
It'd be, what was that?
Go on.
Yeah, I could eat this. This is good.
Yeah.
Danielle's still really insulted by the cheese.
I just, like, as a cheese connoisseur, it's not the same.
It's fine. I'm down with this, though.
I don't hate it.
I just think if the cheese were melted, it would just, like, help the texture a lot. Yeah. Like, make it not as... Right now, the cheese is kind of on top.
Yeah.
Well, it can't melt. Do we know why it can't melt? Danielle, you said something about surface tension earlier.
I was reading something. Maybe when it's warmer, but I was reading something. I was, like, someone tested, like, two different brands. So, like, Go Veggie actually does have a vegan, like, specific vegan thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's in different packaging is why.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't have it in the store. So someone compared Go Veggie with Daiya, and they were saying the Go Veggie actually melted down. And the Daiya just kind of, like, they made pizza and it literally just, like, stayed, like, shredded cheese.
Ooh, that sounds horrible.
But then they, like, ate it and, like, you, like, break the surface tension of the Daiya one and it, like, gets all melty. So.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't want my food having surface tension. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Everything has surface tension, John.
Okay,
to the point where you have to interact with it.
Without
surface tension, we'd be dead, John.
Okay.
Right, with your science.
The last item we have before we move into our official review is this So Delicious Dairy-Free Coconut Milk Yogurt Alternative.
Anything that just has alternative in the name.
I don't know, So Delicious, I've had their frozen yogurt, and it's, like, really good.
So it's made with organic coconuts, in case any of you were worried.
Yay.
I only eat organic.
This
doesn't look creamy at all.
Should I get another spoon? I've been using my spoon for
this. Yeah, sure. Or just eat last.
Be right back.
Do you want to grab the nutrition labels, too?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So this, upon first glance, is reminding me of our first dinner.
Oh, it is.
So watery.
Yeah.
It's coconut milk, which isn't real milk. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, coconut milk and, like, almond milk and cashew milk, it's not milk. Like, why would you... Does it work as a substitute?
What is the definition of milk?
Like... milk, like, from a cow, from an organic animal.
Oh, well, that's cow.
An organic animal.
So it has to come from an animal to be milk.
Yes.
Not really. It just has to come from something. Like,
no.
No, like, the thing about milk is that it's, like, derived from another thing. Like, you can have almond milk if you just, like, squeeze almond.
I guess, but it's, like, not, like, milk.
It is.
Like, milk has, like, like,
well, it's because, like, what we call milk, what we say is milk is actually, like, dairy milk. Or cow milk.
I guess. Who knew veganism would inspire
this? But yeah, okay, I get that, but, like, how does that, just because they are both milks of something, make them substitutes for each other?
Oh, I don't think it does. Exactly. I think they taste different.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't understand when they're like, it's with coconut milk, so it's still yogurt.
Well,
it's not.
We always get so philosophical on taste tests.
Well, because linguistics and food, it's super important. Mm-hmm. All the concepts for how we... define
since we're on
things.
The subject hot dogs or sandwiches, all right, let's go.
That'll be a different taste.
Okay. They're definitely sandwiches.
To refocus, here's a coconut based yogurt.
Great.
Is that better?
I don't care.
Okay. I have a fork, so I'm gonna use my fork.
And
it just went right through the fork.
Yeah, but, like, look, it's staying.
It's
looks
pretty creamy.
It's
creamy.
Not cute.
It's like not Greek yogurt. It's like yogurt.
It kind of looks like melted icing.
It's yeah. Oh, that's gross. It does look like melted icing.
I don't know if I enjoy this. It's okay.
Well, that's weird.
It has a weird. Let me try again.
Oh, no.
It's like Danielle
is out.
It's like diluted but
it
sweet.
It tastes like something I've had.
John Block's being quiet because he doesn't like yogurt. Try the yogurt, John Block.
Yeah, drink.
You're
you have to eat it.
Test.
Just like,
if you're on the taste test, you gotta freaking eat the yogurt.
Oh, it tastes like. It tastes kind of like fake icing.
That's what I said.
Okay. It looks like fake icing.
Really
it tastes
sweet.
Like it too.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
It's vanilla. It tastes like. I think it actually tastes like a yogurt I've had. It tastes like one of those things.
Like the Yoplait yogurts?
Yeah, like not like the,
but like one of the sweet ones.
Yeah, one of the sweet ones that has like the toppings with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It tastes like they
the
tried to replace
sugar
with something else.
I will say, if you already don't like yogurt and for whatever reason you have to eat yogurt, this does the job of like meeting your already very low expectations.
Good to know.
Yeah, I think I kind of think this tastes like most really like sweetened yogurts.
Consistency
is weird.
The texture is wrong.
Yeah,
I'm glad we brought a diverse food audience to this.
It tastes slippery.
Yeah,
like that's what it.
It's a weird.
It
tastes like I'm gonna fall.
No, it just tastes like it's like not staying in my mouth correctly.
Okay, so part of our criteria for grading, now that we've all tasted all these foods,
yes,
is the nutritional value and the comparison to the non-vegan alternative.
Yep.
So potatoes are potatoes. I'll just do some quick. No fat, 30 milligrams of sodium, 300 milligrams of potassium. That's kind of surprising. I was not expecting potassium in potatoes.
Isn't potassium in, like, a lot of preserved foods?
Oh, I don't know. 16 grams of carbohydrate and 2 grams of protein. So that's just potatoes. Mm. Interesting. This veggie patty was called Light Life since 1979. Mm, the same year that the Vegan Society became a charity.
Yeah.
This is called Gimme Lean Meatless Veggie Sausage, made with non-GMO soy, 7 grams of veggie protein per serving.
Is that different than regular protein?
I don't know.
I mean, chicken has like 12 grams of protein. Yeah. It's higher. So John went back
for another scoop of the hash.
Yeah. Oh, I've been eating the hash. It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Whatever, but it'd be really good.
No fat in this. 310 milligrams of sodium, 440 milligrams potassium, 7 grams carbohydrate, 7 grams protein.
What are the ingredients?
Water is the first one.
Oh.
Which makes sense because it was very mushy. textured soy protein concentrate. Tapioca starch, soy sauce, that's interesting. Less than 2% of soy protein concentrate, cellulose gum, soy protein isolate, sea salt, natural flavor from plant sources, soy milk powder, evaporated cane syrup, vital wheat gluten. Oh, it's not gluten free. Mm. Spices, salt,
damn it.
Barley malt extract, beet powder, in parentheses, color. Torula yeast and yeast extract.
Okay.
They also have a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Is that in the ingredients?
It's right below the ingredients.
Okay. Ingredients at...
Light life?
Yeah, at light life.
At light life. Yeah. Give me life.
I feel like a lot of these ingredients, I don't even know what it is. So, like, can this be healthier for you?
I don't know. Like, it's got less fat.
Do you want to hear what's in the cheese?
Yeah, but, like, you're eating chemicals, man, at this point. Just eat plants.
I mean, I think that's what a lot of vegans do, is they go for, like, just a whole foods diet.
Yeah, they, like, don't eat
this is, like, if you, like, want meat and can't handle the truth.
So just stop being a vegan.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
This is Daya. It's deliciously dairy-free. It's medium cheddar-style farmhouse block. Okay. Okay. The nutrition facts. Size is a 1-inch cube. The amount is...
There are 7 of them in that little thing.
There are 6 grams of fat, 200 grams of sodium, 7 grams of carbs. Doesn't look like there's any potassium in this.
damn it.
Bummer.
Oof.
Here's the difference. Protein is 1 gram. Cheese is a protein-heavy food.
Mm.
So, if you're trying to get your protein, don't eat this. This one has a weird list. Water is the first one again. Tapioca starch, coconut oil, vegan natural flavors. That needs some investigation. Pea protein isolate, non-GMO expeller pressed canola and or safflower oil, chicory root extract, sea salt, xanthan gum, lactic acid, tricalcium phosphate, tricalcium citrate, pea starch, potato protein, vegan enzyme, cane sugar, annatto, color. Cheese is just cheese, you know?
Cheese, yo.
Yeah.
John, do you have any thoughts? You're very quiet and contemplative.
It just... This seems the unhealthiest.
The cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, it just seemed like there was so much salt in it.
Danielle, do you want to read the yogurt?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot of these things, it's just like, you gotta, like, really try to make it seem like another thing.
Right.
So you might as well just not eat it.
Right.
Like, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Like, just don't.
Yeah.
It's not bad, it's just, it doesn't seem great for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is, like, just coconut yogurt. So, it's organic coconut milk, filtered water, organic coconut cream, organic cane sugar, rice starch, less than 2% of, natural flavor, calcium citrate, pectin, locust bean gum, citric acid.
Locust bean gum?
Yes.
Are we eating bugs?
Yep.
It's not vegan.
That's not vegan!
I'm sure the locust bean is something specific. Maybe. I don't know.
Live and active cultures, vitamin D2, vitamin B12. There's 4 grams of fat, 3.5 grams of saturated fat, 30 milligrams of sodium, 22 carbs, 2 grams of fiber, and 16 sugars.
How many calories are there?
130.
That's like normal.
Yeah, for like a thing of yogurt?
Yeah.
Protein's really low.
Yogurt's honestly just sugar, though.
Like, that yogurt is honestly just
that
sugar.
That yogurt is sugar.
Flavored yogurt is just sugar.
Yeah.
Don't get flavored yogurt.
Then you gotta put honey in it, and it's not vegan anymore.
Okay, let's go around and share our thoughts. Let's, like, rank them just top to bottom.
Okay.
Based on the criteria I mentioned before.
Yeah.
Sure. So, okay, I was going to say, I think the sausage was probably the best.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, if we're counting the potatoes were the best. Potatoes
were potatoes. Right.
But the sausage was the best in terms of, like, overall taste. Texture was not great. And just, like, nutrition-wise, all of them were just, like, a little iffy. Just, like, eat
I feel
a banana. Like
veggie patty is decent.
Yeah.
But, like, a true vegan would probably make their own chickpea patties.
Yes.
Mm.
Don't half-ass your veganism.
Don't do it. It's all or nothing.
Yeah. And then I guess the yogurt and the cheese, because it just made me sad, was last.
I have thoughts.
Great. Love to hear them.
I've been vegetarian like a couple times in my life. I used to, during Lent in high school, give up meat. And my mom and I did this together, kind of, because we were just trying to figure out how to do it. And we discovered that like all the meat substitute stuff we just didn't like as much.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of getting like the vegan sausage, and some of them was like good, but we would just eat more vegetables. Like my favorite kinds of like meat substitutes just like aren't trying to be meat at all. Like veggie burgers that are just like really good bean burgers mm-hmm. are so much better than I think like the fake meat ones. And so I liked the sausages that we had here. I definitely liked it better than the cheese.
Yeah.
And probably better than the yogurt. But then again, like I think I probably would have just preferred like a bean patty. Or like a chickpea patty. I think that would have been delicious.
Well,
right?
I think another thing about veganism, like we were saying before, is it comes from... There are multiple reasons why people become vegans, according to my research. Because I'm not one, so I couldn't tell you. But so there's the ethical reason that we talked about. Then there's kind of the environmental impact of certain meat products, because they use a ton of water to produce. But then there's also the kind of health and getting closer to the earth with the food you eat perspective, which, like, if that was my vegan identity,
then you wouldn't
so to
be
speak,
eating,
so to speak.
You would be eating the fake meat.
I wouldn't be eating the fake meat. I wouldn't be eating the fake cheese. I wouldn't be eating the
yogurt.
Maybe
you would eat the yogurt.
No,
I don't think I would, though.
You wouldn't, like,
I think
buy
I would
that
find a different
packaging
protein.
And, like,
I would just be eating, like, a ton of fruit. You just wouldn't eat yogurt.
Yeah. If you were going to eat yogurt, you'd, like, go get it from a farmer's market or something. Like,
yeah.
Because part of, like, veganism is supposed to be, like, very anti the, like, food production system.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So maybe we should retitle this podcast.
Ah, but!
We're okay.
The second pest we've had.
But it landed on my hand. I thought it was going to go in my coffee. It was very
don't hurt it. We're being vegans for right now.
I didn't hurt it. I just threw it over there. It's fine.
That's
a big
sure
bug. So maybe we should retitle this podcast Processed Vegan Foods for Non-Vegans.
Vegan
it is veganism. It's like veganism for non-vegans because
yeah, this is what
probably eat this.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe we can do a recount. Maybe pull our vegan friends and see what they eat, and then come back and eat that. But honestly, if you're trying to be like a vegan at Safeway, and you're trying to get kind of like meat-like or cheese-like products,
this is the best you can do.
This is kind of the best you can do. I would much rather be a vegan who just eats whole foods, though.
Yeah. So for me, the ranking is the sausage, the yogurt, and then the cheese.
Yeah.
What about, potatoes or potatoes?
Well, yeah, potatoes. Potatoes are obviously superior to all of these things.
Because they're real.
And, what did you think, Joe?
I mean, I would agree with your ranking, Daniel. I would say, like, the best thing about the potatoes is that, like, you had the other stuff, like, you had the sausage and cheese with it, but they, like, their flaws were not as evident when mixed together in the hash.
It's like dressing up ugly things with beautiful, beautiful capes.
Yep.
Maybe, yeah.
Potato capes.
Potato capes.
Potato capes. Potatoes are the real heroes here.
Yeah. They're the real stuff.
And all, as we know, all heroes wear capes.
Well, Mike Bergen wants to do a history of the potato food episode, so stay tuned, everyone. My ranking would be the same, probably. Patty, well, potato. On a whole nother level.
Right.
Patty. Actually, I'd go yogurt cheese.
Yeah, that's what all right, so if you're a vegan, add us.
Yeah, tell us what's going on, and let's give them some info.
How's the vegan community doing?
How are they doing?
Vegans at Georgetown. Actually, there are definitely...
We'll just do a series of interviews.
There are definitely people who are vegan.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sure. Like, there's an organization of people who are vegans.
I'm sure.
We should talk to Animalia.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are they vegans? Are they just like animals?
No, they're like really vegan.
Cool, we'll talk
or they at least like encourage all their members to be vegan.
Okay, taste test listeners. Hi, Mom. stay tuned. Okay, so that's the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah? Any parting thoughts?
No.
Great. You're I'm going to start plugging
just
stuff.
Eat real vegetables.
Yeah.
Eat vegetables.
I mean, we don't want to tell you what to do. If you're a vegan, like, tell us what you do.
Yeah, we'd love to hear. We tried. All right, so you can follow the Georgetown Voice on Twitter at GTown Voice. You can also follow Halftime at Halftime GU. Danielle, do you want to go ahead and give your Twitter?
My Twitter is at DMHewitt96. Follow me.
Mine is at John_Block_, no H in the John, if you remember from the beginning of the episode.
Mine is at DRVARG01. That is Dr. Var, a 1.
I know it's your middle name.
It's fine. It was the username given to me in elementary school. I was like, that's super predictive.
You're not gonna be a doctor.
My Twitter doesn't have any superlatives in it. It is Erica A. Bullock, Erica with a K, Bullock like Sandra.
No relation.
Educational hot takes, that's what I'm all about. I haven't tweeted in a while. Anyways, super exciting. You can also find this podcast on GeorgetownVoice.com, and we're now on iTunes. You can subscribe to the Voice Podcast Network on iTunes for some great, may I say, bitchin' podcasts.
Ooh. Would you?
Bring it back.
Yeah, you can hear Danielle's podcast.
Yeah, 250. Yeah. We got Danielle's. Untitled Leisure Project. We got some sports.
What's the sports podcast?
What's the sports podcast?
Oh, the sports sermon. The sports sermon.
Yeah, that's John's podcast.
Yeah. It's on the couch. And the music for this podcast can be found at bensounds.com. That's Ben like Ben and sounds like listening. I said that last time and no one laughed, so I'm glad I got a laugh.
I did not.
Alright, that's it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye, y'all.